Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you very much, Mary Traveland, and good morning and welcome, and we are glad to have you tuned to WBAP this morning. This is a little bit different broadcast because it is a recorded broadcast before a live audience. Audience, if you would just do something, let people know you're... Listen, I got applause. I only had to ask for it once. We are at North Haven Gardens for this hour of this program, and we're going to introduce you to John Pincus in just a moment. There will be no calls for this special program, and we do have a couple of very special guests lined up. Chris Wilson, Chef Chris from Market Street, will join us. He is with Dig In DFW TV with me, and then also Bill Seaman from Arborological Services, our guests in the house to answer questions during our recordings here. So it's going to be a lot of fun. North Haven and I go back a long, long ways. So if you'll stay tuned, we will get our program underway in just a moment. We'll be back after this message. The SPCA of Texas is the leading animal welfare agency in North Texas, serving 8 counties and operating 2 animal shelters and 3 spay, neuter, and wellness clinics. The Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney is at 8411 Stacy Road, and the Jan Reeves Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas is at 2400 Lone Star Drive. Visit SPCA.org for more information. In fact, while you're there, go to SPCA.org/findapet, and you can see all the wonderful dogs and cats and all the other animals that are up for adoption. You'll be amazed. There's bound to be a pet there waiting for you. Right now, the SPCA of Texas is in need of foster volunteers who can care for pets who may need a little extra TLC before they're ready for adoption. Again, SPCA.org for all the information and for donations as well. Please support. Join me in supporting the SPCA of Texas. Spring bulbs have arrived at North Haven Gardens. They have drought-tolerant perennial bulbs like daffodils, muscari, Dutch iris, and many more. North Haven Gardens has a wide variety of tulips and hyacinths in a variety of spectacular spring colors. Lovely pink Laura Bush tulip bulbs are also in stock. Unlike anywhere else in DFW, North Haven Gardens keeps their tulips properly chilled in their one-of-a-kind bulb cooler until you purchase your bulbs. Purchase $100 or more and they'll store them for you until planting time in mid-December. They'll even call you when the soil temperatures are right for planting. Garlic and shallot bulbs are also now in stock. Plant them today in your herb and vegetable garden to enjoy your own homegrown flavor. North Haven Gardens, since 1951 at 7700 North Haven Road, between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. On the web, it's nhg.com. On the phone, 214-363-5316, North Haven Gardens.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Well, welcome once again to our program this morning, and we are at North Haven Gardens recording. It's a recorded program. There are no live calls today. And I want to welcome to my microphone John Pincus with North Haven Gardens, kind of the owner of the place.
Yes.
How you doing, John, my friend?
Hi, welcome.
You grew up 2 blocks from here.
That's correct.
This is all you've known for all of your life, from little kid to right now, isn't it?
The first building here was built to hold my playpen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Tell me about your mom and dad. They have been my friends for a long, long time. When did they found North Haven Gardens?
In 1951.
That's a legacy garden center,
yes.
John. It's 9 acres in size, and you guys have brought to us so many plants that we've never seen before. It's really exciting to come here to take photographs and to have a chance to do this. I thank you for hosting us.
It's
kind of nice. Tell me how it's been to grow up in North Haven Gardens and your staff. Tell me a little bit about the place, people who haven't been here.
Well, we've never missed the spring yet. Every winter we seem to worry about that. But in the early days, of course, we were way out in the countryside, and you could hear a car turn off of Hillcrest onto North Haven and knew that they were coming here because there was nothing else in the area.
Oh, my goodness.
The city has grown up around us. We were here before the city, so the city has expanded out and built Central Expressway. And
they heard you were here.
They heard we were here. That's right. Of course, cities always grow north. They grow uphill away from sewage treatment. That's just the way cities grow.
Yeah. So, understood. Tell me about your staff. You have a very loyal staff of people. Without getting specific about names, you have people who've been here a long time.
Well, we do pride ourselves on our staff. Our staff are really our secret ingredient. We have constant training. Every Friday we have a training session for the staff to make sure that everybody is up on all the new plants that we're bringing in and what's to be done now at that time of year.
You all in a couple of wholesale behind the scenes operations that you have grow a lot of what you sell here, don't you?
We do, but we take a different strategy from the box retailers. Mm-hmm. Our strategy is to buy from as many producers as we can, so that we can have whatever they do best. We want to have that for our customers, and so rather than trying to get one producer to produce everything, we want to deal with as many people
as we can. That's very good. Yep. That's very good. And hard goods, it's kind of the same way, isn't it?
It's the same way.
A tremendous assortment of things. Tools, quality things. I'm turning this into an ad. I promised our audience I wouldn't do an ad.
You're doing good.
We're doing pretty well, aren't we? You know, the one thing I always try to put in your ads every once in a while anyway is your address. Why don't you tell people where
North Haven Road is? 7700 North Haven Road. If you were coming south on Central, you would exit under the I-5.
At Forest. Take the forest exit and keep on going
down the surface road.
Mm-hmm. Second road to the right. I've given these directions many times.
Okay. Yeah.
One block west.
You know them better than I do.
Well, I come from that direction, so I understand. All right, and then your website is?
NHG.com. That's N as in North Haven Gardens.
Really? Is that how that came about?
Yes.
I understand. North Haven Gardens and North Haven Road are not spelled the same way.
No, that's confusing. When we started here, there was a street sign on one end of the street. North Haven was one word with one H, and the other end of the street, it was two words. And we had to make a decision, so we picked the one that the city with one word.
Then they went off and left it.
That's right.
Oh, my. Well, John, we appreciate
it. We picked two words, and the city stayed with the one word. That's right.
We appreciate your having us here today, and thank you very, very much for that. It's a long-time friendship, and we wish you well, and I'll be coming forevermore.
Well, you are a terrific service for the city and anything we can do to help.
Thank you, John. We'll be back right after this message. Get your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar when it prints and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, all for only $36.95 and a $3 postage charge on the calendar. Now, this calendar is unlike any other you'll find in the bookstores or in the magazine racks. In fact, we're not in those stores. The way you get it is by calling my magazine office. And here is the special deal of our calendar, and that is that it has more than 10,000 words telling you month after month what you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray in your landscape and garden in that month. All that information, a beautiful calendar, our 30th annual, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, satisfaction guaranteed $36.95. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call Monday, please, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard. Let Creative Water Gardens help you create your own private oasis. For more information, visit creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters. If so, then Sunburst Shutters is the place to call. Sunburst Shutters uses an engineered wood substitute called polywood. It doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. It's color-fast white or off-white. You can't tell from 15 or 18 inches away that it's not wood. It operates just like wood. It looks like wood, but it lasts forever. They're just fabulous. It's a lifetime warranty. It comes with Sunburst Shutters. And by the way, polywood shutters are available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco, as well as the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Call Sunburst Shutters this week to set up a free home appointment. They'll bring the samples to you and help you decide what louver size you want. 214-343-2601. That's 214-343-2601. On the web at sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601. If you enjoy my program, it would mean a lot to me if you'd let our advertisers know. It's sponsors like Covington Nursery and Landscape, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of Highway 66 in Rowlett, 972-475-5888, on the web, covingtonnursery.com, and Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, on the web, norwayirrigation.com, that's Norway Irrigation. It's Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. I've had them as a sponsor since 1995, and proudly so. I know you're going to be satisfied with their work. Their home inspection is absolutely free. If you have foundation problems, they will identify them and point them out to you very clearly. The home inspection takes about an hour to an hour and a half, so allow time for them because they're very thorough. They have to be, because if they do the work for you, then they're going to guarantee that work for the lifetime of the home, so they have to know what they're doing to start with, or they'll have problems later on, and they don't want that. These folks are the best. We've used them at my home and at my magazine office, and I'm here to tell you, the work that they do is just fabulous. Again, that phone number, 214-333-0003. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Chris Wilson with Market Street. Chris, thank you for joining us this morning, and I appreciate all that you do, that you're here with me, but more than that, that you do dig in DFW. How'd they twist your arm to do television?
I definitely wanted to get involved because I've been listening to you a long time. Yeah,
wow.
So I really enjoy the show.
Well, you do a wonderful job on it. I was looking at some of the back issues of it, and you were out there showing how to choose produce and other things with your produce manager. And how many stores are there in the Market Street chain now?
Well, Market Streets, we have 10 Market Streets currently, about to be 11 and 12. We just announced Flower Mound. And we have 50 stores total.
That's United Foods.
United Supermarkets, mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And 3 Amigos stores. So it's a Hispanic concept store. So it's all Hispanic foods, Hispanic groceries, different look, different feel. So,
cool. What is your position, your place in their universe? What do you do?
Well, I'm blessed. I have the best job in the whole company. I'm the corporate chef for Market Street and United Supermarkets.
What does that mean?
That means I get to produce all the recipes. I get to do all the menus. I do all the development for the concepts. So
if I go into one of the Market Street restaurants, I'm going to be dining on a recipe that you have prepared.
More than likely. Yeah, I get a lot of input, but I have a lot of fun doing it. So
how fun. And yeah. You have a test kitchen that you work in?
Do have a test kitchen. As a matter of fact, all of the dig-in episodes, most of them, are filmed
done right there.
Right there
I've
in the test
there.
Kitchen.
That's a big kitchen.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have that. So.
All right. So what happens when you're in there experimenting with foods and you say, man, this is the greatest habanero sauce ever in the history of the world, and you bring, who do you bring in? Who are your guinea pigs?
Well, a lot of people in the office, they're my friends, so
really,
yeah, we do a lot of tasting amongst us in the office, but we have a food committee and we'll taste all the different foods. And I have to get some thick skin because sometimes it doesn't turn out as well as I think.
They're
it
honest
is.
With you,
yeah, which is great,
yeah. So, what's the favorite food that's prepared in the Market Street kitchens?
Oh, goodness, we have so many. You know, there's products that I produce that I didn't think would make it that did well, like a smoked Gouda dip. You know, something as simple as that that's just taken off. Our chicken salads are popular.
You realize that when I'm doing Dig In DFW and I'm trying to tease the thing, I'm not there when they record you always, and so I'm to tease this upcoming segment with Chef Chris, and it's with this string of things that I might not even recognize all strung together. It's the pearl onion Gouda cheese feta, whatever it is, stuff, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, you do well with it. You do well with it.
Well, so. I try, but you see me on the outtakes also. So there you go. What secrets do you give people about shopping at Market Street or any other grocery of a quality sort in picking produce? What are the secrets in getting good produce?
Well, you know, you don't want to go just once a week. Go several times during the week to get the fresh shipments of stuff in. You know, a lot of the products at Market Street are fresh and are shipped throughout the week. So, goodness, there's just so many different fresh vegetables to choose from. And you know, our produce people cull through the products quite often, so it's all pretty fresh. But I would suggest shopping more often once a week. So
produce anymore comes during different months of the year, comes from all over the world, doesn't it? I see a lot of chili on product of chili on things in the off season, in the winter, the strawberries or whatever.
It does, yeah. Our buyers get a lot of product from a lot of different places during the year. We try to buy local. We try to buy, Texas produce. Right now, the Texas melons are big. Mm-hmm. I know all the fresh herbs that we sell are from, most of them from Generation Farms right here in Rice, Texas, in mm-hmm. Navarro County. So we buy local when we can.
That's good, and it's not only fresh herb, but you're also supporting the Texas economy.
That's correct.
That's important to the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Definitely, definitely.
That's exactly right. All right, so I see you using a lot of onions. I see you using a lot of other things in your recipes when I'm watching, not doing. Watching. I'm not much of a cook. What are your favorite things to cook?
Oh, goodness.
What does your family ask you to cook for them?
All the basics. The family like the basics. Hamburgers, hot dogs, those types of things. But steaks. Beef, yeah. But a lot of times when I do steaks, I do some fresh produce. So I'll take fresh asparagus, fresh tomatoes, onions, garlic, slice them up, put a little olive oil, salt and pepper, and just grill them.
So that's fun.
They enjoy doing that.
How'd you get into this?
Oh, goodness.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Georgetown, Texas.
Did you?
Yeah, just north of
Southwestern
Austin.
Southwestern University.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. And did you have an interest in cooking all the way through?
I did. I started cooking when I was in high school. Knew I had a knack for it. And right out of high school, went to culinary school and been doing it ever since.
Really? How'd you get on with Market Street?
Well, I was executive chef for Texas Tech University at the time,
really?
Which brought me up to the Lubbock area.
And that's where they're based.
This we're based, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And they were going to start a concept called Market Street. And I believe they had just started, and they were looking for a chef for their Wichita Falls location.
Is that the first store? I've been in that store.
It was the first Market Street. Sure was. Okay. And they said, we'd like a chef for this location. I was like, well, not one. I don't want to be at one location. So I said, what about a corporate chef if you're going to grow the concept? And here I am 13 years later, so very blessed.
You've been in did you go to Wichita Falls then for a while and then came on to?
No, I was always based in Lubbock, so I did a lot of traveling. I stayed quite a bit of time in Wichita.
Your delivery routes for your trucks, that just boggles my mind. I shop in Market Street almost exclusively and partially loyalty to you, I might add. And that's a long ways to bring things. And, you know, if I see something's getting low on a shelf, I'll always leave one behind for somebody. I'm obsessive when I buy. I buy everything I like and, you know, 30 of them. And so,
yeah. Yeah, the logistics, yeah. I don't know how they do it, but we do have two warehouses. So.
Well, I am very grateful for your being here this hour, and we're going to talk produce. We're going to talk about general gardening things. We have people here in our live audience at North Haven Gardens who want to ask about lawns as well. You want to help on those?
Sure.
Really? Good. I could use the help. I'll put my feet up. That's good.
I'll try.
All right. Well, that'll be fun. And, folks, again, we are broadcasting today with a kind of a special bend on our program, and that is that we are at North Haven Gardens. It is a recorded program, so do not use the phones to call through. Normally on Sunday mornings from 8 until 11, I am at WBAP, and normally you would make that call to us, and I would be happy to answer your garden questions. I invite you to join me on Facebook at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com, and my website is the same. And it is a great deal of fun to do these programs. North Haven Gardens, I want to give a shout out once again for their hosting this broadcast today, and thank John Pincus and his staff for inviting us in. It was not without a lot of extra effort on their part. We have 100 people in the audience, and in just a moment when they take a break, we'll come back and we will begin to answer their questions. So that will be our goal for today. And next time you and I have a chance to visit in a week or two and to do it live on the air, then I will once again be taking your calls. So this is the Texas Lawn and Garden Program on WBAP. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to take a short break for news and for some other things, and then we will be back. If you will just please stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
How much are you paying for home alarm monitoring? Well, if you upgrade your existing system to Smith Thompson Home Security, you would only be paying $16.95 per month, and that is with no contract commitment. Think of that. Smith Thompson can even convert existing monitoring systems for the same low price of just $16.95 per month. Are you still using a landline for your home security system? Well, if you are, then you can also get rid of that landline. Upgrade to cellular wireless monitoring, the newest, most secure way to protect your home, and it's still only $16.95 per month. Family-owned Smith Thompson serves you and your family for much less than national companies. They're locally based with 24-hour operators, ability to convert your existing system, no lengthy contract, $16.95 per month. You need to call them at 800-411-WIRELESS, 1-800-411-WIRELESS, or visit them online at smiththompson.com.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve, serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters, and two of their people have been selected as Texas Arborists of the Year. Their tree climbing crews have taken the state championship 21 out of 30 different times. They really are good. I hope you'll give them a call for all of your tree needs, just as I have done. Arborological Services in the Dallas area, 972-442-1524, 972-442-1524. In the Fort Worth area, 817-849-1160, 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com, Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., and Twitter at The Tree Experts. Arborological Services.
70 degrees at 8:30. Another change in leadership for a Texas Air Force base. I'm Jerry Overton, and the WBAP 24/7 newsroom will have details after your first weather and traffic. We will start with a check of the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Level orange air pollution watch in effect for the Metroplex today. Sunny skies, hot again, the high 96. Tonight, clear and 70. Tomorrow, sunny, continued very warm, the high of 94. It is 64 Fort Meacham, 68 at Love Field, 70 degrees now at DFW Airport. And now here's a check of the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
Eastbound 635 LBJ Freeway, as you approach Hillcrest, only the right lane was open because of construction. That was scheduled, according to TxDOT, until 10 this morning. This report was brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. It's game time at 99 Cents Only Stores. Feed your hungry fans those halftime snacks. 99 Cents Only Stores has assorted chips, pretzels, and three packs of popcorn for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for everything. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
Governor Rick Perry says he wants to help blunt the rising cost of higher education by letting students lock in four-year tuition rates at state colleges and universities. Perry says he may push the plan starting in January in the legislature, where tuition freezes have been discussed before. Demonstrators in the U.S. and elsewhere protested the natural gas drilling process known as fracking. Participants in the global frackdown campaign yesterday rallied in cities, posted photos and social media websites showing mostly small groups, the process pioneered by Texas oil man George Mitchell during the 1990s. A man who leaped from a Bronx Zoo monorail into a tiger den told police it wasn't a suicide attempt. Police say he told them he wanted to be one with the tiger. The man was mauled but survived. He's been charged with misdemeanor trespassing. Again, a high of 94 today. It is 70 degrees. In the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. More of Niels Perry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Well, you guys have a great weekend. See you Tuesday morning.
What do you mean Tuesday? We got a show Monday.
I probably won't be here.
Where are you going?
I've got a doctor's appointment.
Oh, not again.
Well, every 3 months. Yes. You know me and my health. Everything. So I do have to be at the doctor's office at 11:30, so Monday morning's out for me.
No, be here.
Hal, Brian, Brad, Steve, and Carla. We'll see you then. The morning news 5 until 9 on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Irrigator Supply is a locally owned and operated irrigation supply company specializing in professional irrigation and drainage products, pumps, and erosion control. They carry a full line of Weathermatic, Rainbird, Irritrol, and Toro irrigation equipment, including water-saving smart controllers and drip irrigation. Irrigator Supply is excited about their new division, Gator Power Equipment, which specializes in outdoor power equipment like Gravely, Toro, and Steel. Irrigator Supply treats you with honesty and fairness. For more information, call 972-562-5390. They'll be glad to help you. Visit their website at irrigatorssupply.net. Double S in there. That's Irrigators Supply, 101 Throckmorton Street in McKinney, 972-562-5390, online irrigatorssupply.net. Remember, a properly designed and maintained irrigation system not only saves water now, but for the future.
Spring storm season is upon us. Trust meteorologist Brad Barton to let you know what's happening. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You can rely on Dalworth to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I've told you about Dalworth Clean for more than 32 years. Right now, they're special. Pay only $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet. Deep down, Dalworth cleaned. You can book online at dalworth.com for additional savings, or call them tomorrow at 817 or 214 Metro 267-8433. They've won the Consumer's Choice Award for a whole batch of years in a row. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These folks are the best. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They're open 6 days a week, and it is flooring like you've never seen anywhere. It's beautiful. 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. That's Dalworth Clean. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. On the web again, dalworth.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborlogical Services. Once again, here's our friend, Theo Sperry.
All right, welcome back, and we are really glad to be at North Haven Gardens today on a remote recorded broadcast. That's kind of an obtuse conglomeration of terms. I am not live on the air today, and so save your live calls for another week, and we would be happy to help you with those. Chef Chris Wilson from Market Street is our guest here on microphone, and Chris from, I'm sorry, Scott from Dallas. I knew I'd get that wrong. Scott from Dallas has a question for you, Chris.
Yes, sir. Actually, for both of you, because you were talking about fresh produce a few minutes ago, and I love nothing better than to just go to the garden and pull out fresh produce, but I don't know what to do with it. I'm pretty new at the vegetable piece of the gardening, and I have garlic, and I understand you can cook the stem, but I'm really have not done very well with experimenting with that. So I wanted to know what kind of suggestions you had on using garlic, and then I don't really want to disturb the plant. So I don't know how you can use it with, and also help grow more of it without, you know, using all of it. So
okay, as far as cooking, you know, I've used the blooms, the beautiful purple blooms for trays and things of that sort, which are great for that because they're so beautiful, so colorful, and really pop off the tray with food. The stems I've not cooked a whole lot with, but they can probably tend to be a little tough. And so what I would do is blanch those first in boiling water. Blanch means cook halfway. So I would blanch those first and then either saute them and put them in a salad or just like what I talked about early in the program, where grilling and putting on top of steak. I think that would be fantastic on top of any kind of grilled meat or chicken, anything like that. So you'd probably have better luck blanching the stem before you would finish cooking it, either sauteing or grilling.
So would you normally pull the bulb out and just cook with the bulb?
That's what I do. I usually pull the bulb out, and then I cut it off, and then I'll use that portion and then save it.
Replant each September.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could pull out a portion of that bulb and replant it and then cook the other portion? Is
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm. Or you can get clothes in September and just start anew.
Okay.
I have an allergy to all the onion family, a horrible and deathly allergy, and so I talk a good game.
Oh, goodness.
Don't have a clue what I'm talking about.
Oh, goodness. That's horrible. I love onions.
You're still my friend.
I put onions in everything.
Thank you, Scott, very much. Appreciate that very much. Tell me, Chris, when you're advising people on, because I know Market Street sells dried herbs.
Correct.
And are they as good as fresh herbs?
Well, I like to use fresh whenever possible because you just got that fresh flavor, the fresh look. And they're fun to grow when you have them at home.
Talking about herbs is like talking about children. They're all different, and they all require different care and attention and nurturing, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
I don't know if you have more than one child, but if so, then you understand the comparison.
I do. I have four, so
you
definitely
understand. So there's no blanket discussion of how to grow herbs, because some things are very easy. Basil is very easy. I can grow basil. I like basil. And rosemary is beautiful in the landscape. And then there are other kinds of herbs that are much more difficult. Mm-hmm. How does somebody go about drying herbs? Some things dry better than others, don't they?
Some herbs do dry better than others. The best way to dry them, you definitely want to cut them before they bloom. I'll say, okay, so you're cutting them before they bloom. I like taking a rubber band and tying around the bunch. So you're going to get a bunch of those herbs. I use a rubber band because as they dry, they're going to start to shrink up, and you can just tighten that rubber band so they stay together. Mm-hmm. The best way I found to keep dust and things like that off is just to take the rubber band around the bunch, put it in a paper bag, close the paper bag, and then just let it sit in a cool, dark place for a while.
All right. Good deal. Tell me one other thing, and then we'll go back to our audience here. Some produce, especially out of gardens, depending on the time of year, can be bitter. It can be off flavor. Lettuce can get bitter. Cucumbers can be bitter. And you told me off microphone that a lot of people ask you about eggplant and how to keep them from being bitter. What do you do there?
Cucumbers is kind of tough when you come across the bitter, and I think that's caused by, you'd know better than I.
It's caused by letting them stall in their growing and trying to grow them too far into the summer. They get too mature. They just get all tough. Radishes get hot. Onions get hot, I'm told.
Yeah, there's not a lot you
can
do
about eggplant? I don't know much about eggplant.
Yeah, the eggplant, a lot of people do say the eggplant gets bitter, and which it can be. The female eggplant are a bit bitter than more bitter than the male eggplant. They have more seeds. But to get that bitterness out, what I do is slice them and then put kosher salt over the top and let them sit in the kosher salt in the colander for a while, and you can do it under refrigeration. If longer you leave it on there, the better, and it will start to draw out all the, the juices in it where you have that bitterness. It also kind of seals up, how a eggplant is spongy.
Mm-hmm.
This will help kind of seal some of those cells, and it toughens it up. So if you're going to fry it or saute it, it doesn't soak up as much oil.
Okay. All right. Good. We have a question from our audience now from Amy in Dallas. Amy, thank you for coming today. How are you?
Hi, Neil. Thank you for taking my question.
You bet.
I have a question about my nandinas in my backyard.
Okay.
They are quite mature now. They're probably about 2 to 3 feet high, and I am wrestling with how to keep them from invading the rest of my landscape.
Okay. What kind of barricade do you have between them and the rest of your landscape? Do you have anything?
Not really. I have a couple of little rock boulders, but that's about it.
What are they invading? Are they invading other shrubs or the turf grass?
They're invading the landscape and just spreading out.
I have a plant called compact nandina. It was the second, as far as I know, the second variety to be introduced probably 50 or 60 years ago. And it where standard nandina gets taller than I am or as tall as I am, it gets about 4 feet tall. I now have it in the fifth place in my landscape. It's like sourdough. Here it is.
I got that one.
Here it is, and it's invading, so I dig it and put it over here, and then it invades, and I keep moving it around, and I now have an area the size of this room for 100 people that's occupied by my original 5-gallon container. In fact, John Pincus' mom gave me Umpqua Warrior many, many years ago, and I now have it in its third location. What you have to do is have a deep edging. It does have roots, and so where you normally could keep Bermuda grass out of a bed by putting a 4-inch edging in all the way in with nandinas, if you go down a foot or so and put vinyl pond liner or fiberglass or something, just put it all the way underground so it's not visible. Just dig a trench, and it will stop it. It's almost like growing it in a big pot. Or you can harvest it and use it elsewhere if you have need. I live in the country, and I always have need. Very needy guy.
Thank you for
stopping by. Let's go to Cheryl in Carrollton. Cheryl is at the microphone now.
Hi, I have a question about crepe myrtles.
Okay.
I have some nice crepe myrtles in my front yard, would like some in my backyard. So I dug up some of the little young plants from the front and transplanted it to the back. So I'm wondering, is that a good thing to do? Is they are going to be as strong and as robust?
It's genetically identical. It's the very same as mama. Yep.
All right.
Crepe myrtles are rooted from cuttings normally, and so they are asexually propagated. There's no seed involved usually, and so when you take a sucker off the root, it's the same as the mother plant.
Okay, that goes to my next question. Then I transplanted them a year ago, and they're thriving. They're doing great. But when can I trim them up? They're long and kind of leggy right now.
Well, normally, depending on the variety of crepe myrtle, a crepe myrtle is a shrub. Every crepe myrtle, I always say, when a crepe myrtle gets up in the morning and looks in the mirror, it sees a shrub. That's how it envisions itself. We train them as trees. That's come in my career. We train some of the taller types as small trees, but if we let them grow as shrubs for a couple of years, there's that gangly puppy stage when they aren't terribly attractive, but you're letting several stems develop. When a crepe myrtle is very young, those stems are very brittle, and if you take a crepe myrtle with 10 or 15 stems, and let's say you want three eventually, you take it down to three, one of them may blow in the wind and break, and then you're down to two, and that's not what you want. So it's better to leave it down at five or seven, let them develop a little more, and then gradually take it down to the three best trunks or the five or whatever. Odd numbers are usually most restful. And then you have a really nice plant. But I would let them get 6 or 7 feet tall before I started obligating and taking everything away. When they get to that height, then you can begin to remove some of the lower branches and begin to create your tree.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. You bet. Chris, I have a question for you on peppers. Peppers vary a great deal. There are hot peppers, there are cool peppers, and there are hotter hot peppers than others. And it also kind of depends on the age of the fruit itself, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Definitely. There's different Scoville units to each pepper. Ghost peppers being the hottest, and your mild peppers, Anaheims, things of that nature, banana peppers.
But now, if I'm talking about habanero, for example, or jalapenos, do they get hotter as they age?
They do get hotter as they age.
And I saw on Dig In at one point you were showing how you look for lines.
Yeah, you'll see cracks in the
running
pepper.
Running the length of the pepper.
And so those cracks start forming the older the pepper gets. So I like hot, so I look for those cracks in those peppers.
So that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not like cracks on my face or any old guy's face.
It's a good thing if you like hot. Yeah.
I'm fond of my face. Not really. Okay, so that's the way. And how do you tell when you go into the market that you're looking at fresh produce? Is it each crop has its own clues?
Yeah, well, a lot of times, you can just tell. It's going to have a lot bright color. It's not going to be very, it's not going to be mushy. It's going to be very fresh. It's going to look a lot of color.
You just learn.
Yeah.
You just learn. All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll finish out with some more questions for you and some general questions in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message. Get a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. We feature the finest garden writers in the state of Texas. Every word of our magazine is written specifically for the Lone Star State, for your Texas landscape and garden. With your subscription to our magazine, you can also save 38% on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is the calendar that will have, when it prints, more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I've saved my very best photographs for it, plus all that information, plus a one-year new or renewal to our magazine, just $36.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. Call Monday, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Don't miss Shades of Green's annual tree sale going on now. Cooler temperatures mean cool savings when you take advantage of this incredible sale. When you buy one tree, 10-gallon size or larger, you can save from 10 to 30%. New fall perennials, seasonal color, and pumpkins will be making their arrival into the nursery soon, along with a great selection of fall vegetable plants. Don't miss out on the best selection and variety by shopping early. Fall is the best time for planting in North Texas, and our professional staff is ready to assist you in designing the landscape of your dreams. Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
Some would have described that fabulous southern vine kudzu as being indestructible, but that was until now. Now there is a way to eliminate kudzu and other undesirable plants thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its powerful formula was specifically designed to penetrate and kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, also poison ivy and others, roots and all. The concentrate product even kills stumps. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus comes in a 32-ounce concentrate or a 1-gallon ready-to-use bottle. One bottle treats up to 4,000 square feet. You'll see wilting and yellowing in 1 to 6 weeks. For best results, apply it when weeds are growing actively. Use some type of shield like a sheet of cardboard or a plastic drop cloth to protect desirable plants from accidental contact with the product. Certain hard-to-kill weeds may require repeat application if regrowth occurs. Apply it when the wind is calm and keep people and pets off the treated areas until the spray is dried. Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus.
And once again, we are at North Haven Gardens in a live, remote, recorded broadcast. Think about that. You work on that a while. I'll give you another few minutes to figure out what the heck Neil's doing this week. I'm not here live on the air today on WBAP, normally live 8 to 11 on Sunday mornings, and that will resume soon. But right now we're doing a remote recording ahead of time at North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road in North Dallas, longtime advertisers of mine and my dear friends. And Chris Wilson, Chef Chris from Market Street, is with us. And you told me that you have a trick for shucking corn, people who are buying corn or growing corn or whatever. What's your trick?
I do have a trick.
Find some teenager.
That would work too, yeah. But this one, it works really well. You take your corn. If you're going to grill it, you want to soak it in water, throw it in the grill till it gets black, or you can simply just take it, you don't want to clean the outside or anything, throw it in the microwave for 4 minutes per ear of corn, take it out, it's going to be hot, so be careful. You're going to cut off not the silk end, but the opposite end, all the way through the husk, pick it up by the silk, and just pop it out. You know, you're going to shake it a couple times, pop it out, none of the silk is left on it. Comes out clean.
Really?
Cooked, ready to go.
That easy. That is a good trick. Yeah. All right, let me take a few questions here live from the floor. And yeah. We have Shannon from Garland. Shannon, thank you for coming to the microphone. How
thank
are you?
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Hold the mic just a little closer for you there.
I've
there
looked
you go.
In on the line to figure out how to get rid of mushrooms in my yard. I have the large ones, the small ones, the black ones. They're everywhere.
All right.
And I know moisture contributes to that, but I have dug them out and thinking that will take care of it.
Let me help you. I can bring you help. As my friend Steve
so
George
glad.
Says, I'm from the government. I'm here to help. He's with A&M. The honest truth of mushrooms is that they are harmless to your plants. They are saprophytic. They're living off the decaying organic matter. They are not parasitic in any way, so you don't have to worry about them, first of all. Secondly, my father was a botanist at A&M and a range ecologist, and until poison control centers came along for the university at A&M, he was the one who got the poisoning calls on the weekends. And more than once, I heard my dad take a call about mushroom poisoning. They're very poisonous, some of them, so we don't want to eat them. I like to put that message out there. They're very easily broken. If you get them when you first see them, you can drag a garden hose across them. You can hit them with a rake upside down. They snap off, and that's the end of them. They will run their course. They will run their course in a few weeks. They throw spores out, and they're done, and you'll see them again in another year with moisture. I don't worry about them. I go out and take photographs of them if I see them in my yard.
I've done that too.
Yeah, they're beautiful, and I you know, dogs don't eat them. Dogs are smarter than humans, so it's not a big concern.
You answered my second question.
There you
because
are.
I have two small dogs. And
no, so. I've never seen a dog have a problem with them. It's always adults, usually, even kids. I'm not going to eat that thing.
So even if I dig them out, they're going to come back.
Probably so. The spores are there, yeah. Until the organic matter is gone. Now, if it's grass clippings or something, it'll always be there. If it's a rotting tree root or something, then those will eventually decay.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks so much. Thanks for coming by. You bet. It's good to see you. All right, our next guest is Bonnie from Dallas. Bonnie, I almost said, this is Neil. How can I help you? I'm so used to doing live radio. Hold that mic nice and close like a lollipop there. Hold it
up. Thank you for taking my question.
You bet.
I have several large live oak trees that have been around for about 35, 40 years. And they are now shading the St. Augustine grass that used to grow beneath them. Rather than more ground cover, I have plenty of that, Asian jasmine. I would prefer a grass. And I have seen fescue patches. How would that work?
Not as well as St. Augustine. And St. Augustine hasn't made it, so fescue isn't going to make it either. Both of those grasses need 4 to 5 hours of sunlight a day to survive. Our problem with fescue in North Texas is that in the summer it goes downhill because of the heat, and so it struggles with that. The problem for St. Augustine is it turns so brown in the winter. You'll see St. Augustine growing in Houston in roughly the same conditions you have, and it survives because it never turns brown. It stays green all through the winter. It never has to take that step back. But in our area, I live in a pecan forest. I live your nightmare. I used to have a half acre of St. Augustine. I now have an area that's probably 150 square feet. That much of a shrinkage. And I have all the ground cover I want, but I'm always planting more because I have less and less area. I'm about to have no St. Augustine in my actual yard. So I will tell you, I answer this question everywhere I go. It's the most asked turf question I have, most asked question I get. And there is no grass that's going to grow unless you have 4 or 5 hours of sunlight. And then St. Augustine is your best option.
Thank you.
That's the truth. Unfortunately, it's not the answer people want. Yeah, thank you so much. All right, let's see where we are. I want to take one more call from the floor here, or one more question, I should say. There, I slipped again. And this would be Pete from Dallas. Pete, thank you for coming by today. How can I help?
Well, I've done a good job keeping the nut's edge out of my lawn, but I'm worried about the flower beds and how to treat the nut sedge and not affect other shrubs or vegetables or other plants.
Okay. This is not going to apply to vegetable gardening because these products are not cleared in vegetable gardening. To get that label is very, very expensive, and the company just say, we're not going to go there, not going to worry about it. Check Image and Sedge Hammer. For their labels of the specific things you want to use this around. Image has a very interesting label. I've used it more than I have Sedgehammer, but it's cleared for use around a lot of ornamental plants. And so that's what I would recommend. And the timing for those applications would be between May 15 and September 15. You have to hit that window or you're not going to get very good control. They go in through the ground, through the soil. That's kind of different from other weed killers. But I think you can use them around most of your flowers, just about all shrubs. The flowers that would worry me the most would be things that have fleshy roots like nutsedge does. Things like daylilies and iris, I imagine, are going to be more difficult. So that's my answer.
Well, good. Thanks very much.
It's a tough weed. You know, when they named armadillo the state mammal, I thought they might as well just go ahead and name nutsedge the state something. So anyway. Chris, I want to ask you a question or two more about your work at Market Street, and that is that has to do with the use of fresh produce. Do you go into the store as you're preparing things? Do you go in and harvest from the produce that's there and test with that?
I do. I like to base menus seasonally, so it depends on what season it is, and I get a lot of inspiration from our produce department by doing that.
And your recipes that you have shown on Dig in DFW are on their website, digindfw.com, and I know that people can always access those.
That's
Do
correct.
You have recipes through marketstreet.com? I don't know your website.
I should have done my homework. Yeah, UnitedTexas.com.
UnitedTexas.com. Okay, folks need to remember UnitedTexas.com, all right?
And there is a Market Street header that you can go under, and we're all starting to do social media stuff. In fact, next week I'm doing some filming of some grilling recipes and things of that nature. It just depends. So,
And so are some of your, I mean, you can't give away all your trade secrets, but are some of your recipes available to folks there?
They are.
And
yes,
so they can print that out, go to the store, buy the produce that you've recommended.
You bet.
What do you do with rosemary? What's your favorite use of rosemary? It's such a pretty landscape plant.
Oh, goodness. My favorite thing to do is do roasted potatoes or roasted meats with fresh rosemary. It's great. It's also wonderful using, as if it's sturdy, as a skewer, skewering shrimp, grilling them. It infuses from the inside out. So
it's awfully good in bread.
Fantastic bread.
Do you bake bread?
Every now and then. Yeah.
It's great. It's an art and a science of its own, isn't it? Yeah,
it
sure is.
It
sure is. I thank you for doing television with me. I thank you now for doing radio with me.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. All right, folks, that has been our first hour that I've done on a live remote broadcast for a long, long time, and I have enjoyed this very, very much. I want to thank North Haven Gardens once again. We have a couple more hours of our program today, and we will be back with them right after the news.